the names of them.
Okay, okay, specific generic names, yeah. Okay, then those nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast, you call those?
Peanuts.
Okay, any other names for that?
Goobers, never use it.
Never use it, but you've heard it?
Yeah.
Is that more a literary term, or have you
I think
heard?
It comes from Burl Ives. You know, peas, 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 peas.
Right.
Okay. I guess it's from Civil War, really.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. And other kinds of nuts that grow around here?
Pecans.
Pecans. And anything else?
No, pecans. that grow around here. You have peanuts and pecans. What else do you have?
There's a kind of long, flat nut that grows.
An almond? Do they grow around here?
I don't know if they grow around here or not. They grow in some parts of Georgia, I think. What about walnuts? You ever have them around here?
Yeah.
Do they grow locally?
Yeah, that not as much. We had a walnut, and all I can speak of is Augusta, but we had a walnut blight, like when I was 10 or 12 or something like that, and just knocked them all out. But they're in North Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually there's the meat inside, and around that is
the
called...
The shell.
Okay, and then there's a soft thing around that.
Yeah, I never have known what you call that.
Okay, what a hull, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that funny? It's a pecan shell, but a peanut hull.
Yeah. Yeah. Around that. Okay.
What do you call the red thing that comes off peanuts?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You do too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I do. I know. The skin?
Okay.
You call it that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Call it the red thing that comes off peanuts. Don't eat the red thing. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. What's the name of the bowl game that's played in Miami on New Year's Day?
Football.
Yeah. What kind? What's the name of the game, though? It's not the Rose Bowl. It's the...
Good gosh, I don't remember. Super... Nah. I don't know what they're playing. What is it?
Okay. What's the fruit that comes mainly out of Florida?
Orange.
Orange.
Oh.
Okay. And if you have some around the house, and let's say you have a bowl of oranges standing somewhere, one day you go to get one, and there aren't any left, you say, the oranges are...
All gone.
Okay. Then a little red vegetable that you grow out in the garden, it's kind of peppery taste, grows underneath the ground, you pull it up.
Radishes,
okay. And the round red ones that grow on leafy plants.
Strawberries?
Well, you usually have to stake them up.
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, okay. And what about the little ones like that?
Baby tomatoes.
Call them baby tomatoes, and then there's sometimes a little bit bigger one like that.
Cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes, okay. And then there's that...
cocktail tomatoes, I guess.
Cocktail tomatoes sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay. There's another vegetable that has a strong odor, and that when you cut it, makes tears come to your eyes.
Onion.
Onion, okay. And then the kind of vegetable you would use to make a good soup. It's very common in the South.
All right, let's see what I put in vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I put carrots and onions and celery and tomatoes and onion. That's about it. What are you putting in?
What do you use to make that? What do you use in Brunswick stew?
Corn.
Corn. Anything else? Ever use okra?
I put okra in tomato soup. I mean, in vegetable soup, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. The kind of vegetable that comes in a large leafy head?
Lettuce.
Lettuce. And then the other kind like that?
Cabbage.
It's cabbage. And let me see. If you wanted to... some very large ones, you might say, those.